Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you're committed to growing your cleaning company, check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a show at give the show a call at 480-648-5149. To apply to be on the show. I'm excited to talk to you. But today we are chatting with Troy Howard from So Tell Us. It's three words, not So Tell Us, S-O-T-E-L-L-U-S. So Tell Us is a revolutionary new kind of app that helps you get video, audio, and written reviews in just seconds from your customers. If you want to reach out to Troy and their team, you absolutely should do so. And you can get a hold of them at www.sotellus, S-O-T-E-L-L-U-S.com. Troy, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation.
All right, so I'm going to tell this guy's story, and then I'm going to shut up and get out of the way and let him tell his own story. But he actually had called Natalie, our producer, like, I think last count was 419 times, saying, I've got to be with your audience. I'm super excited. I wasn't into it. I'm like, no, I don't want some other guy that I don't know, because usually if I have anyone on the show that's not a coach, it's someone that I know and I've done business with. But I checked out his stuff. Natalie checked out his stuff. I am such a huge fan of reviews being just an integral part of, I don't even say your marketing, but just the way you run your, do your business. And anytime you can get an app that can make life easier, I'm behind it. So not to stress you out, but that's a big intro, Troy. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why you guys are awesome.
All right. So thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, we're really excited about reviews too. I mean, it's been a huge part of our business. And just kind of give you an idea a little bit about that. We've been in business for about 16 years. And it's, you know, we started out as a website company. We did internet marketing, all that kind of, you know, fun stuff that everybody hates to do, SEO, all that great stuff. And it worked great. But what we realized was we were missing a key component, which was the review side of it. You know, we knew our customers were excited. We knew our customers liked our products, our services, but we needed to get those reviews and get that out there to really promote what we were doing. And that's what we really focused on a couple of years ago, was not, you know, trying to figure out how to better sell our products ourselves, but how to get our customers to sell our products for us by reviewing our business and giving that honest feedback to everybody who might be in our services. And it literally changed our business 100%.
So how first of all, I love the, right now I'm kind of in too good to be true land. Like, all right, this sounds really good, but I have concerns. So I could sleep well tonight. Tell me how in God's green earth does it work? Cause I love reviews and it's like, wait, you've got a magic app that will get, you know, obviously you've got to do good work and you know, that's a given, but how do I, cause I've always had that where people love me and I'm so lazy and I'm not going to get any reviews. And if I had some sort of help, I'm sure I could have 100 amazing reviews. People say I'm the best thing since sliced bread, but I don't know how to do that. And a lot of my customers are the same way. So how does your app change kind of ideally this army of people that love us into actual video? And I love that you said video. So tell me, how does it work?
Okay. So the way it starts out is it starts out with the app, and it's an app you can download on, you know, an iPhone, Android, whatever you want. You can put it on a tablet.
Free app.
And
right?
The idea behind it, what's that?
Free app, right?
Yep. Free app. Yep. So you just go download it. And the idea behind it is that the problem with reviews right now, and you struggle with it, I struggle with it, everybody does, is we're asking for reviews after the fact. You know, so like, let's say I just went in and I cleaned somebody's house, you know, and it looks amazing and it's beautiful. What do? I walk out the door and like in 3 days later, I might send them an email and say, hey, would you mind giving me a review? Well, you know what? The magic has disappeared. You know, as soon as you walk
dirty again, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. It's dirty again. You're absolutely right. So we miss the opportunity of getting the review instantly when they're the most excited about our services. You know, 5 minutes after we walk out the door, the excitement's gone. So that's why we built the app, was to help the business owner instantly collect that review, and especially a video review, right then before you leave the door. So you literally just take out your phone, you hand it to the customer, say, hey, would you mind just taking 30 seconds of your time and giving me a review? They just click on the app. They can pick whether they want to do a video, an audio, or a written. We always prefer video, though. And all they have to do is put in their first name, their last name, their mobile phone. They give you a star rating, and then they can shoot the video and just talk about how amazing you are, how awesome the house looks, and we're so excited that we have you guys come in, and you're perfect, and you treat our house with respect, and done. As soon as they submit that review is going to instantly upload on the business owner's website. So you don't have to worry about like, okay, I got this video. Now how do I get it to my web guy so that he puts it on the website? Yeah, and where does he put it? So we instantly get it right on the website for you through a widget we provide you. So you don't have to worry about that side of it.
So and then with the set it up. So when you get the app, you obviously with WordPress, I'm sure it's a plugin, or with website, it's a HTML code. So you set it up once kind of, and then it's kind of done, yes. Right? Okay, cool.
Exactly. You set it up once, you're done, and then the new reviews instantly show up for you. Then with the click of a button, you can share those reviews and promote them through all of your social media sites. So you get that extra exposure out there. You get that social proof behind it.
So you talk about like tweeting, Facebook. Is that what you're talking about? Okay, exactly. Cool.
Yeah, I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Google+.
Cool.
So you push it out through all of those sites. And then the final piece of that puzzle, because really it is, what we call it is review marketing. You know, it's not just about getting a review. It's about then marketing it. Because if you don't market that review, it does you no good. Right. You know, you have to tell people how great you are, and you let your customers do it for you. So yes, our system,
a review that you haven't told anyone about, that's called a secret. Those don't make you very much money.
I love it. That's absolutely right. It is. It's a secret. Like I talked to this guy the other day, and he says, oh, well, I have a bunch of reviews on Yelp. And I said, okay, so your marketing strategy is you're hoping that someone does a search in your area for your services, clicks on Yelp out of the 10 listings on the first page of Google, then looks through the list of maybe 50 cleaners in your area and picks you and then picks that review. That's your marketing strategy. No, I'm not going to sit around and wait and hope for somebody to find my best marketing material. I'm going to push it out in front of everybody's face. So, and that's what our system does. It then optimizes every single review for the search engines and submits it to the search engines so that they're visible when people are searching for you. Because most people don't realize it, but 70% of consumers will do a search for your business online before they will ever call you to do business with you.
Oh, and that's
really
thing.
Scary not because... Just,
it used to be they're just looking at your website. Now it's like, well, they're going to look at your website. They're going to look at your Facebook page. They're definitely going to check your reviews. So it's like your whole online situation. It's not like, well, I've got a website. I'm good. It's like, well, that's like 30% of it nowadays.
Yeah, that's what they're not going to look at is your website, most likely. They're going to go and check out the reviews and see what people are saying about you. And it's scary because how many businesses have looked themselves up online to see what's really there? You know, do you have good reviews? Do you have people saying bad stuff about you? So our system is there to also push these videos out there so that when someone does look up your business, they're going to find positive video after video after video talking about how amazing you are. So that's how we make it super simple.
Yeah. So how does that work? Cause I get, so far I get getting the review. I love that. It's like right there. You can video them if they're too shy, you can audio it. And I guess I could just type one in. I can't imagine anyone's going to want to do that, but that's cool that you kind of got the multimedia. And the second thing, I totally get how I love that you automate. So if I want to, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever, I can push all that stuff to all my followers. So with the one part I don't get, how does it work with like you said, with Yelp or Google Plus, or how do you kind of make it attractive for those guys to pick them up?
So what we do is we push it out through the search engines because unfortunately Yelp and Google and those guys, they block any reviews from coming into their system. So you can't push into a Yelp review, you know. So what we do is, since we can't push it into there, we focus on getting it into the search engines directly.
Okay.
So that it's found there. So it's interesting, like you'll look up, like we have a carpet cleaner using the system, and if you just search his name, which is as Mario's Carpet Care, his website comes up, Yelp comes up once, and then you'll find four listings on the first page of Google will be Sotelo's video. So four in a row. So it's like amazing. Yelp's there once, but ours are there four times. And the reason why, I'll tell you why, is because Yelp only optimizes your one page on Yelp. you know, right. that your one little business page. That's all they're going to optimize and get that, try to get that ranked in the search engines. We literally optimized each review individually so that each one has a shot at getting on that first page of Google. And we push those each page individually, each review individually to Google, just like you're on your website. You know, you want as many pages indexed on your website so Google will pick them up. Well, that's what we do with every single review, because we don't want you there once. Once is a little bit of proof. If we can get you there 4 or 5 times, that's huge proof.
Okay, so let me repeat back what I thought I heard you say, because this is so crucial. I want to make sure Cleaning Nation gets it. What I hear you saying is Yelp is one page with one review or 100 reviews or a million reviews, but it's just your page and a list of your reviews. For the search engines, that doesn't really, I mean, that's great for your one page, but if you can have 300 pages or 300 reviews, that's the money. So you kind of optimize each, you create, just like with when I have guests on the podcast, I don't have just a list of guests. You get your own podcast page that's all about you. So every single review, brand new page, all about me, from John, from Susie, from, you know, whatever business. And if I get 100 reviews, I got 100, you're going to build me 100 web pages.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Every single review is going to be its own page so the search engine can pick it up.
Awesome. Okay. So I probably still need to, in addition to doing what I'm doing with you, I probably still want to get 3 or 4 good Google Plus reviews, 3 or 4 good Angie's List, 3 or 4 good Yahoo, but then I can kind of put that on maintenance mode. And this should be like 80-90% of my stuff, because I control it, right? Yelp, you never know. Some Yahoo's going to do whatever some Yahoo's going to do. With this, I can control it. And if I get one bad review on Yelp, which we've all had, some, you know, insane person, you just can't make them happy. I like, instead of trying to bend that guy's arm to make him happy, which is impossible, let's just bury him with 20 other great reviews. So I love that strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we do actually, so we do have kind of a little program for you to help you get reviews in those other sites. Oh, so for example, if someone does give you a written review, and they can do it right from, like we talked about, we give you a little code, a widget that goes on your website. People, you can have them leave your reviews right there, written reviews. And if they do click on that to leave you a review and leave you a written review, what our system does is if it's a 4 or 5 star, only, we don't, if it's a 1, 2, or 3, we're not going to offer this, but if they give you a 4 or 5 star, the system, the very next page will be a thank you page that says, thank you so much for your review. We would love for you to copy and share this on these other sites, and you pick what sites you want. So they can literally just hit a copy button of that written review they just did, and they can click on Yelp, and then it will go automatically to your Yelp page. They can hit paste, submit, and boom, you've got a review on Yelp. So if they give you a good review, we're going to promote it and ask them to share it on those other written review sites.
And do you make it easier, so instead of them having to do a bunch of work, it's kind of like one click, or easier than them starting all over?
Yeah, absolutely. So literally the review they just typed in for you is right there, and there's a copy button. They click copy, it copies that text, and then they click the Yelp button. It opens right up to the screen on Yelp where they're going to paste it in. So they just hit paste, they hit submit. And then they can go right down to the next one, Google Plus. Hit that button, paste, submit. Go down to Angie's List, paste, submit. So we make it, it's the fastest way, you know, to do it for anybody.
Perfect. So you can get maybe, gosh, I mean, you get dozens of reviews a month, it sounds like. And even if only 5 or 10% jump to some of the other things, you'll still kind of have those trickling in, you know, which is fantastic. Because like I said, I think if I've got 100 reviews with you, I can't have 0 on Yelp or Google Plus, but I don't need 100. Just give me 3 or 4 good ones. And it seems like it's kind of 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And I love what you said, because, you know, I've been a small business owner for 16 years. So whenever I look at something, I look at it from a business owner perspective, not from, like, you know, the corporate level perspective of Yelp, of like, I'm going to control everything and, you know, and you're going to pay me because of that. No, I look at it from the business perspective, which what drives me crazy about reviews is that they are completely controlled by that review system. And that's not how we built our system, because for me, it's not about me controlling your reviews. It's about me helping you get reviews and then helping you market those reviews. You know, I don't care if people come to Sotellus.com to check out reviews. I want them to go to your website to check out your reviews. I want those reviews to show up in the search engines for them. I want them to see them on Facebook, not Sotellus.com. That's not what I'm promoting. I want your business to be, you know, successful. The other thing too, I'll throw out there is, like, in our system, when someone gets reviews on our system, you own them 100%. They're not owned by us. So you can literally, a customer can right click on those and download the videos right onto their own computer and use them in any marketing they want to do.
Yeah, which you absolutely should be doing. I mean, yeah, that's,
yes, absolutely.
I love that. Cause yeah, clearly Yelp's in it for Yelp, right? They're not trying to make you happy there. And I don't know how many customers I've talked to that have been held hostage by Yelp and like, I've had this guy and I don't even know if he was actually a customer and maybe it's a competitor and there's just all sorts of shady, shady stuff going on. And it's nice to be able to have a review site that's kind of in it for me, the business owner, as opposed to Yelp or Google. They've got their own agenda and my happiness and well-being is not a piece of that any way, shape or form.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually, it's interesting that you said the part about not having, this guy's not even a customer of mine. That's another huge problem. So when we built our system, we wanted to figure out how to fix that. Like, how do you fix it? So that if a customer's, you know, a competitor writes a bad review about it, you know, Yelp isn't going to do anything about that, right? Yeah. Well, for us, every single review in our system is 100% phone verified. Meaning that when if you approached me and I gave you a review through the app, the reason you put your phone number in is because I'm going to instantly get a text message saying, hey, Troy, you just gave Mike a review confirmed by saying yes. And then I have to say yes. That's that third party validation that we do to make sure it's a real review. The reason why we do that is now we know we have a real phone number. And that's how we validate accounts, not based on an email address, because you and I could have 1,000 email addresses, right? Well, we
so
only
you
have
can call that number, and if it's so, you can call that number, and if like someone answers Brad's cleaning service, you're like, wait, this sounds real fishy. About you just gave a bad review to John's cleaning service. Like, what's shaking with the email? It's so like, you know, online, everyone's a big talker, you know, because you can do whatever you want, and you're totally anonymous. But a phone number kind of takes that away.
Yeah, and in our system, so what you can do is if you get a review and you're like, hey, that's not a client of mine, you can literally, there's a dispute button. You hit the dispute button, and then our system's going to contact that customer who left the review, and then they've got a period of time that they have to prove that they used your services. If they can't prove they've used your services with an email, with an invoice, a payment, something like that, then the review is going to be removed.
Which is the exact opposite with Yelp. Like, yeah, because all those other ones, you're guilty until proven innocent. You have to prove that they weren't a customer, which is like, I don't even know this guy. How would I prove something? How do I prove a non-existent? So it's awesome that, hey, they're going to go out and put up a crappy review of somebody. Fine, but the burden should be on them to prove that they're legit, as opposed to you to like prove that this person that you don't know and have never met, how do you prove that you never met him? The burden should be on him or her to prove that he's a legitimate human being, as opposed to use the business owner to prove that this is some scammer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point, is because as a business owner, it's not fair for someone to review me who's never used my service. Yeah. But as a consumer, it's not fair for me to read reviews from somebody who's never used your service either.
Yeah,
so we're protecting both the business and the consumer by doing that.
Yeah, if you pissed off a customer, fine, I want to hear that. But if there's a bunch of scammy stuff, and Yelp, and again, I'm not a big fan of Yelp because I've never been held hostage with them, but I've heard so many stories of people that just have these terrible reviews and they're not legitimate, and you know, some people are just crazy. And anyway, it's exciting to be able to kind of take charge of that, because I'm always coaching people on, you've got to have the review, you've got to have a plan in place. And it's tough when you're at the mercy of Angie's List or Craigslist, or not Craigslist, but Angie's List or Yelp or Google. And a lot of these are good. They're not all evil, but they're really in it for them, not for you. And it's awesome to be able to take charge of that and have somebody that's kind of on your side, as opposed to, you know, Yelp, who is 1000% not on your side as a business owner, period. No question.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like you said, the industry is just full of this. In fact, in October, it's not just like Angie's List and Yelp and those guys. In October, Amazon sued 1,500 companies that their entire business is to write fake reviews on Amazon.
Yeah.
So they'll either write positive reviews for a product or they'll write negative reviews. 1,500 companies that they sued all in the same month for writing fake reviews. And my concern and my issue with that is like, well, how can I trust any review?
Yeah.
If every review could potentially be fake out there, then the power of the review is worthless, you know, and we're trying to change that. You know, like I said, not only change the industry a little bit by making every review real, but also change it to where businesses aren't looking at reviews as it's something on someone else's site. No,
you
that's
own
your
those.
Very best marketing.
Yeah,
you should own it.
And the sad thing about that Amazon deal, that was probably the tip of the iceberg. It's not like they wiped them all out. That was probably just, you know, the edge of the spear. Like, there's no question. Like, well, we got them. That problem's solved. It's like, okay, you cut off a finger, but the rest of the body remains. I've heard people, businesses selling you, suing Yelp and winning for defamation, saying, hey, you guys are saying all these terrible things about me that aren't true. So there's just a lot of shadiness with big companies and little companies, and I love kind of the ability to take control. All right. So before we move into how they can get started, because again, if I'm Cleaning Nation, I'm like, great, fantastic, shut up and tell me what to do. Any tips or tricks that we need to know in terms of how to kind of get the most leverage and maximize value out of these reviews? And obviously, in addition to what we've talked about, anything new that you want to share that Cleaning Nation might get some value from?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, because I want to tell you stuff that anyone can do this. This isn't just, you know, if you're using our system. I would love for anyone to try our system out. But really, I'll tell you the three biggest mistakes people make. Perfect. And then the ways to fix that. So number one, the biggest mistake we kind of talked about, which is waiting too long to ask for a review. Yep. If you don't get a review instantly from that person, your success rate drops into the single digits. Literally single digits of people that are going to give you the review. Our customers that are doing it on the spot, they're getting 80 to 90% of the people will give them a review right then instantly. That's what you want. You want to get that 90% success rate, not a you know, single digit. So you got to ask for review.
Hey, are you there?
There I am.
God bless America. I don't think I've ever had that happen before on Zoom. all right. So just to make life easy, I'm going to, we'll start again and I will ask, we'll start at the, where I lost you was, do you have any tips or tricks? Cause those were, you started off great, but I want to make sure we get it all. We'll start now. I'll do a clap and then we'll, I'll ask you again. Cool.
Okay. Perfect.
Cool. Here we go. All right, Troy. So before, gosh, bless it. Hold on. Let me make sure. Yep, that's right. Okay. For some reason, I said Troy, and then I'm like, that's not his name. All right, I'm going to do another clap and another thing, and we're going to pretend like we've done this once or twice. Here we go. All right, Troy. So tell me, before we jump into the how-to and exactly how to get this thing running and how to move forward, because I'm fired up, and I can't wait to share what we got, because I know we got a surprise. But before we hit that, any other tips or tricks that Cleaning Nation can use to get some value out of kind of leveraging or making the most out of the reviews that they've got, whether they go through Sotellus or they've already got them or however they do it, how can we get the most out of those?
Okay, yeah. So I'll give you real quick the three biggest mistakes and four ways that you can really kind of ramp up your reviews and make them better.
Love it.
So the biggest mistakes, number one, is people wait to, you know, they're waiting to ask for the reviews. So if you're waiting even 2 days, you're talking about single digits that's going to respond to you. Our customers that are asking for them on the spot right then, their close rate's like 80 to 90%. And that's what you want. You want 90% of your customers giving you a review, not 5%. So don't wait, no matter what you're doing. Ask them right away for a review. The other thing, mistake that people make is it's too hard for people to get a review. You know, you say, hey, can you give me a review? Can you go to Google and do that? You need to make it as easy as possible. They've got to go and try to search and find you. Don't do that. So,
all right, Troy, before we jump into the fantastic, this all sounds amazing. Let me get started. And we've actually got a cool surprise for Cleaning Nation. I can't wait to share it. But before we do that, any last tips or tricks or kind of biggest mistakes people make or things to avoid or things to make sure you do? Any other ways we can kind of leverage these reviews, you know, top to bottom?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do is I'll give you kind of the biggest mistakes people are making right now when it comes to reviews, and then what you can do to really ramp up your reviews and, you know, turn them into dollars, because that's what it's all about, right? It's making money off of it. So the biggest mistake, first biggest mistake that everyone makes is that they're waiting way too long to get a review. We kind of talked about that, you know, you're waiting a day or two, 3 days, even 7 days, and then you're asking for a review and it's just not going to work. It's literally the response rates are going to be single digit. You know, so 5% of your clients are going to give you a review. Whereas like our clients that are doing it, they're asking for the review before they ever leave the house or, you know, right when they provide the service, they're getting 80, 90% of the people saying yes.
You know, one of the kind of unintended consequences of that is people really like to be consistent. So I found my best relationships with a customer, a way to take my relationship kind of to the next level, is to get a review. It's so funny when I just have a client that I'm working with and he likes me, everything's great, and I go, hey, would you mind giving me a review or send a couple minutes, and we take some time and I'll interview them, or they'll just say, oh, Mike's awesome. It's so funny how they almost become a better client. So it's almost like they're selling themselves again on you, right? Because who's going to go, Mike's amazing, and then when their friend goes, who's your cleaning company? They're like, eh, he's all right. You know, they're gonna really get fired up. So I think there's a lot of, even if, again, of course, share the reviews, we'll talk more about that, but even if you never shared them, I still think you'd have value just getting 90% of the customers on tape going, these guys are the best, I love them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing that goes on there. When they say it and they talk about how awesome you are, it's a commitment they're making to you, and they, you know, in the back of their mind, they got to keep that commitment. So you're absolutely right. They really do become better customers.
Yeah, hard for them to come back the next month and go, you know what, you're fired. You know, yeah. Not that it's not possible, but it makes it a lot harder.
Exactly. So the other reason that people fail when it comes to reviews is they're either sending out a postcard or they're sending an email to somebody and asking for a review. I mean, the open rates on email is horrendous. You know what we do in order to get reviews? If we're going to send an invite out to somebody to give us a review, which our system actually will do, you can literally send an invite to somebody. They can review you from their phone, from their device, without downloading an app, without creating an account or a profile or anything. Beautiful. And the way we do that is you send it out via text message.
Yeah. Text is so much better than email.
Yeah. I mean, the open rate on text message is 99%. So if you're going to ask someone for a review, send them a text message. Don't send an email, because they're going to delete it, you know, before they've even read two words of the email. So always use text messaging. And then the other mistake that people make is making it too hard to get a review. So like, if I were to say to you as my client, I say, hey, you know, Mike, can you go to Google and give me a review on Google? And you're like, okay, great. Where do I go? Well, the URL is like this crazy, you know, google.com/123.
You got to log in. Do you have an account? If you don't have an account, will you create an account and then log in and then find, because Google's weird. They hide the page. It's not like they put it front and center. So it's really, I'm a tech savvy guy, and it's a lot to kind of figure out. And you know, so you got an older person or someone that's just not into it, and they're like, yeah, I want to give you a review. I don't want to spend the next 27 minutes with mind-numbing Google circles, so I'm out. So I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, so my suggestion for anybody who wants to get more reviews is add a page to your website that says leave a review, and then on that page, just put the icons for the places you want to get a review, for Google, for Yelp, for Angie's List, for Facebook, and link those icons right to the spot on Google where they leave your review.
Yeah, so that way, form.
Yeah, exactly. You're making it as easy as possible for them. You just say, hey, go to my website, click leave a review, and it'll, you know, you can pick whichever one you have an account for, pick it and leave me a review there. So that's a mistake, is people just, they make it way too hard for their customers to do it. And like you said, 27 minutes, no way am I going to do
thanks.
It. So,
tell us if customers get that link automatically, or what do they have? And again, if you're not a customer, that's great advice. I love that you're giving feedback like, hey, this is right. Whether you're my customer or not, that's how you got to do it. But if I do sign up with Sotellus, do I get that kind of as part of my widget?
Yeah, so the widget will let them leave a review right from there, and then we can help you with a page, those pages too. So we're happy to help out any way we can to help you get more reviews. But like I said, in our system with the widget, they click on it. The great thing about our system is when they click that leave a review to do a written review, it's going to separate a bad review. So let's say they give you a 1-star. Yeah. It's just our system just going to say, thank you so much for your feedback. And that's it. It's not going to prompt them to then go, hey, now go to Yelp and leave me that 1-star for, you know. So our system is kind of the buffer. So we prefer that they do that. If you're using our system, do that. Have that buffer in there to make sure that you're getting those 4- and 5-star reviews, and then pushing them to that page, which our system will do automatically for them.
Beautiful.
And then the other thing too, like as far as quick and easy ways to get more reviews, you know, like I said, you want to get them as soon as you're done with the job. You want to use text messaging. So you take the mistakes you made, you flip that around. Start use text messaging to send out the request for a review from your clients. And then the biggest thing is marketing your reviews. That's the biggest mistake everybody makes. It's like we talked about earlier, you know, don't let your review sit somewhere and hope someone sees it. You know, this is literally your best marketing. And I don't want to take too much of your time, but We did this with our company. We literally took one of our marketers in-house, and we sent them around to get feedback from our clients on one of our products that we had. And he's a videographer by trade, so he's like, well, I'm going to take video of him while I'm talking to him. He comes back to us like 2 weeks later, and he says, guys, we got to go in the conference room. We got to sit down. You got to check this out. And he throws up these videos, and it's of this. He's basically asking our customers, you know, what has this marketing product done for you? It's a different product than Sotellus, but you know, what has it done for you? And this guy starts pouring out his heart and saying, man, I used to make $100,000 a year, and then I started using this marketing product you gave me, and now then I made $400, then I made $700. He goes, I made over $1 million, and it's totally changed my life. I went on the first vacation I ever went on in the last 10 years because of it. And then the next video rolled of a lady talking about her cleaning business and how she went from, you know, making $300,000 to $1 million. And like, it was
probably
just
one of my customers, just saying.
What's that?
I said, it's probably one of my customers. I'm just saying.
It probably is. I'm sure it is. So, but it was amazing because they're all of a sudden they've got these great stories, and we literally just took those videos and then we spliced in some explanation of what the product was they used. We put that on Google. We put that on Facebook, and we did $500,000 in sales in 6 months. Not because we were amazing at selling our product, but because we made our customers amazing at selling our product by selling their story and their review of us. That's literally what reviews can do for a business. If you can get that, capture that, them in the moment saying how amazing you are, your conversion rates go up by 84%.
Well, and I think I've talked about this before on the podcast. If you say it, it's just a bald-faced lie because you're a dirty owner of a company and you know not to be trusted, right? But if the customer says it, if I say it, well, God, I would never lie. Everything I say is you know, wisdom from the heavens. So that's the first piece of psychology you got working, is the customer say it for sure. The second thing is, if you've got a video and you make a little 3-minute compilation with, you know, a dozen of your customers, and you tell your customer, hey, I put this video up, and it, you know, what's the first thing you do anytime you get any picture? What's the first thing you look for? Yourself, your own face, right? And you want to see other people to see it. So you get those 12 people and you share that video, they're going to share it with their people going, hey, check out this video. It's fantastic. You know, look at me, I'm on it. So that's the absolute best kind of, I love taking it to a different level, and not just, you know, reviews are really powerful, but I like, you know, getting testimonials and having story. I love the stories. I'm a huge fan of, I don't like reviews. Tell me a story. And of course, give me a review, but I'd rather hear your story about, you know, gosh, yeah, my business was like this, and I had this cleaning company, and it was such a pain. And I love that you capture that storytelling, and it's nice to have a videographer on point, but I really like that concept. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what anyone can do that. You should be taking any reviews you've got and sharing it. And like you said, you made a very good point. Not only share it on your social media sites, but then let your customer know so that they can share it on theirs. And now your circle of influence has just grown exponentially because of the people they know. So those would be the biggest tips is, you know, really, I mean, get the reviews and then market the heck out of them.
Yeah, that's, man, I'd almost rather market a review than just about anything else. And again, if your customers can market the review for you, you can't beat that. So if I say it, it's a lie. If you say it, it's the truth. But if someone else says it about me, come on, that's fantastic. That's about the best you can get. All right, cool. So before we got on, part of the thing before I invited Troy was, hey, I've got to make sure that if I'm going to offer something to Clean Nation, it's got to be super fantastic. And I shouldn't tell you this, but it's better than I had hoped. So tell me about, I got to imagine Clean Nation's out there going, fine, I'm in. Like, how do I get started? Tell us how you can get started, man.
Okay, perfect. So here's what we want to do with you guys. Normally it's a $199 setup fee, and then it's $99 a month. So, and that setup fee's there. We help you get everything set up with your website, you know, everything connected, the social media sites. But what we want to do is just completely waive that for you guys. So there's no setup fee at all. You're not going to pay anything. And then the $99 a month, that covers the cost of the hosting of the videos. It covers the cost of all the text messaging we're going to do for you, push into the social media sites, and then that optimization again that we talked about so that it's in the search engines so people are finding them. But here's what I'd like to do for your group only, Mike, is I'd like to not only waive the setup fee, but I would love to just offer a 30-day free trial. So literally, like, I'm not asking you for any money or anybody any money. You know, I just want you to just try the product out, go out, get a bunch of reviews using the product, and then if you like it, you can keep it and just keep going on. If you don't like it, I'm going to tell you the secret right now. If you don't like it, you can right-click on those videos, you can download them to your computer and you have those reviews. So I'm not holding you hostage. I literally have so much confidence in the product that I just want you to use it because I know you'll love it.
All right, Cleaning Nation, I got to say, if you don't, if you've listened to this whole time and you go, meh, I don't know, free, not for me. It's going to take, what, I don't know, 4.5 minutes to make this happen. You're out of your blessed mind. I don't know how to help you. So if Troy's going to say, hey, no setup fee, and I get it, $200 because you got to help do the widget and set them up. And, you know, I'm sure there's some time and effort on your hand. You're like, hey, we'll do that. Whatever you pay your guys and whatever it costs to get that set up, it's on us. We got it. The first month we're going to, so I'm sure basically you're writing these guys a check to try your thing out. Cleaning Nation, like, I don't know. Then forget it. Don't stop listening. Don't listen to the podcast anymore. Because this is what I'm going to help you with. If you're not willing to take free reviews, everything else I have to offer you is a lot harder and more expensive. So if this isn't like, if this doesn't make sense to you, you are in the wrong spot. I have nothing for you. Go watch Kittens on Facebook. I don't know what to tell you. So I was really fired up when I had Troy on. He told me what he was able to do. The setup fee waiving is kind of nice. I appreciate that being a guest, but the 30 days free trial, literally 100% of the people listening, if you don't sign up, you're out of your blessed mind. I don't know how to help you. So we've set up a page for you. And again, I'm just saying that cause I'm a cheap bastard and free is free. So if that's too much and you don't have literally the 4.5 minutes to go to the website and sign up for your free thing and get all these reviews. And just like he said, worst comes to worst, screw Troy and cancel the account and have 12 reviews or however many you get in the next month. You're out of your mind. That's nuts. So for the sane people listening to the podcast with the sound of my voice, here's what you do. You're going to go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com/get-reviews. So growmycleaningcompany.com, you guys all know it, /get-reviews. That's where you need to sign up if you want the $199 setup fee waived and the first free month. If you stay or don't stay, that's on you. I'm sure you'll have a good time and stay, but if you don't, fine. But for the people that don't even try, come on. Like, I don't know what else of the softball I can throw you. So, Troy, I got to tell you, that's fantastic. And I will personally scream and yell at any Cleaning Nation that says, too much work. I don't know. Oh, and just to be fair, what is that? I've been saying 4.5 minutes and I totally made that up. What is a time commitment? Since you've done a good job and say, hey, there's no financial commitment, just join up. How long will it take to go from zero to kind of ready to go just so they know what to expect?
Oh, literally, it's less than 10 minutes. You just put in your basic information, your billing information. It, you know, the system takes a credit card, but it doesn't bill you anything, you know, because we're giving you that free trial.
I mean, even to set up the website and the app and all that, is that something that can be done in under an hour? Okay. All right. So my 4.5 minutes was scientifically correct.
Yeah. It's literally that easy.
All right, perfect. Troy, I got to tell you, brother, you have been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your willingness to help our little community here. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Again, when you want to get started, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/get-reviews. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see your reviews, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.